for air service, you know, that's really what's top of mind. So I have to start by saying we are the premier airport in the region. We still have more daily nonstop service than any other airport in the region, and we still serve 47 of our top 50 business destinations daily. But that doesn't mean we're going to rest on those laurels. There are additional flight levels that people want and that our customers desire, and so we're out pursuing that on a regular basis. As a matter of fact, last year our Director of Air Service held about 50 meetings with 30 different carriers over the course of the year. Just last year, we were able to add some additional flights with US Air, say, to Washington, D.C., and with that additional service, the airfare immediately dropped 16% within the first month of that service. We are the global super hub for DHL. They have three of them in the world. 92% of all the packages that are shipped anywhere in the Americas on DHL come through our airport on a nightly basis.
It's no secret that ticket prices here are among the highest in the country. I think they might have gone down a little bit and then crept back up. What, if anything, can be done for the people whose home airport is CVG to make those ticket prices, to bring them down?
You know, we rank within the, you know, top a few cities on a regular basis, and that's something that we're working actively to try to change. And the way you do that is by diversifying your air service. One of the things that we're really looking forward to and seeing how it's going to move the needle is our Frontier Air Service. It's going to start here on May 17th. Once you get to Denver, you can connect on to about 19 destinations, westward destinations from there, from the Frontier hub. That will lower air service to all of those markets because of Frontier coming here. I think the dynamics are going to start changing here soon relative to the airfare structure.
Okay, now I'll let you go on to your second big topic, which is facilities.
Oh, sure. It's not nearly as sexy as air service, but, you know, we have a great infrastructure at the airport here. We have 7,500 acres. And we have four runways, which makes us the envy of many airports in this country and the world. Over the next several years, you're likely to see the start of a consolidated rental car facility so that we bring those rental cars adjacent to the terminal. And then you'll be looking at some near-term improvements. You know, what do we do with some vacated facilities that we have? Concourse C was the facility built by Comair, and it's been vacant for a number of years, but actually it's still under lease by Delta through the year of 2025. So they pay rent on it each month, and I run to the bank as quick as I can, and I cash that rent check, and we'll see how that unfolds after 2025.
So terminals 1 and 2, are those just going to be raised to the ground? And if they are, what's going to be in the place? Is it just going to be like an empty space or what?
Well, they'll likely be demolished out over the next few years. We just finished the master plan in December. We're honing in on the financing plan to accommodate some recommendations. Ultimately, what would be in the place of where Terminal 1 and 2 are, it would be some roadway infrastructure that would support a consolidated rental facility that would be then adjacent to Terminal 3.
McGraw says the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky International Airport must also concentrate on customer service and diversify its revenue base by focusing on land development, parking, and concessions. Candace McGraw is the airport's CEO. I'm Steve Hirschberg.